the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So in a mall in Canada, I think in British Columbia.
Yeah, the Micmac Mall.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Must be a big one.
I guess.
They have a giant Christmas tree in like the center area.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Big. Yeah. It's a multi-story mall.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen giant Christmas trees in malls lots of times, probably, but this one's different.
It is different. It has a face like Thomas the Tank Engine on the side of the tree.
Mm-hmm. This has a thirst for blood, I think.
It seems like it. It's creeping people out.
It is creepy AF.
So much so, they had to cover it.
The return of Woody the Talking Christmas Tree continues to create a buzz here and south of the border.
Woody's fresh new look has made him a media darling. Here's CTV's Heidi Petrochek with more on the traditional
fresh
trees.
Fresh new look?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They retired him a long time ago.
Yeah, like 20 years
ago. He looked even creepier.
Mm. He did?
Okay, they've made him.
It's a different type of creepy.
He looked a lot dirtier back then.
Probably, yeah. So he's got a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a dirty coal mining Nova Scotian.
Mm-hmm. Newfound appeal.
It's been less than a week since the big reveal of a Christmas comeback, months in the making.
Woody has some plump DSLs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at this as creepy yesterday, but now I'm looking at it in a more sexually enlightened way.
How can
a sexually
this help me?
Creepy way.
Return of Woody the Talking Christmas Tree to Micmac Mall, bringing back old memories for some.
I never was here. So it must be 2001. That's a long time ago.
I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
You've contributed a lot, Gunther.
Thanks for interviewing a talking bear who escaped Showbiz Pizza.
What did he say? Did he just say the last time I was here was then?
That was a long time ago.
I used to shove my fingers in its mouth.
Let's see if we can figure this out.
In 2000.
All right, a little bit more.
So it must be 2001. That's a long time ago.
It must have been 2001.
It was a long time ago.
20 years.
I think it's fantastic. Lots of memories from our childhood and our children's childhood.
I thought I was looking in my bathroom mirror.
Yeah, but your child looks like you drank while you were pregnant.
I did not even notice her.
Oh.
That's a strange eye arrangement.
Dude, her daughter definitely has some drunken eyes.
She has her features set on shuffle.
And the mom looks like she's looking at the tree and receiving orders to kill.
Yeah.
Dude, what baby do you want me to cut out, eh?
Bring back such good memories.
And creating new ones for others.
I never saw one before, and I never talked to one before.
And now eyes are crossing.
Turns out seeing Woody has brought forth a flurry of social media posts, tributes, and memes. And last night, the conversational conifer reached the peak of popularity with a mention on a certain American late-night talk show.
Some people think it's cute, while others think it's a little creepy. Here, check it out.
So, yeah, the tree talks.
Yeah. It is creepy.
All the chatter about Woody's reappearance may have some remembering what he used to look like.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
His cheeks look a little...
No, that's what he used to look like.
Yeah, but wait until you see a straight-on shot.
Yeah.
Turns out, when Woody decided to make his comeback, he wanted to do it in style.
It was pretty cool to be able to work on a project like this.
The job of updating Woody's...
Oh, wow, he really looked like a sad sack.
Remember that teacher at your school that got divorced twice and drank himself to death? Now he's a Christmas tree.
Yep, where he's trying to have a positive outlook, but he just can't really quite do it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That is a sad, happy face.
Oh, my God.
So many emotions that I feel bad for.
Like, it's crying while laughing.
I've never sympathized with a Christmas tree. You know?
There's not enough fishes for the village. I bet someone has to eat themselves.
I bet if we get the security camera footage from the meat store Joe was trying to go to Thursday morning, that's what was on the window. Joe's face.
Please help me. That's a face of a guy who eats cold lasagna every Christmas Eve wearing a corduroy jacket alone.
Yeah.
You're describing me again.
Corduroy jackets are coming back, though. So.
Yeah, that guy's going to be so cool.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That tree's just holding out.
Yeah.
job of updating Woody's look for a new era fell to a team of elves at this high-tech workshop in Lower Sackville.
We wanted to make sure that a lot of people from when they remember old Woody from the past, they get to see a new, fresh face.
That looks like it was designed in Lower Sackville. You're just settling. You know all the good Christmas tree face designs are from Upper Sackville.
Yeah, this is bottom of the sack tree for sure.
That refresh took a team of six 3 weeks to complete, often hand-applying finishes with the finest attention to detail.
I remember Woody from when I was a teenager, so I was really excited when we heard he was coming back.
What are you, 20 now?
Their favorite part of Woody's new look?
Definitely the eyes with those lashes are really, really nice.
Sexy. Well, you know, yeah, that. Oh, boy, that guy has gotten off to this.
Oh, yeah, that guy's like, I hid a lot of secrets inside it.
Secrets, I mean my own ghosts.
The nights are long and lonely.
And then he winks and says, I put the snow in there.
How's this story only half over?
I don't know.
Oh, they interviewed everyone, every single person.
All of Sackville is on the news.
And down here south of the border, we mentioned them, so they have to mention it.
You know, we've had a couple of pretty tough years. We put a lot of smiles and a lot of faces on a lot of people, and, kids. Well,
I mean,
were
you put a smile on that tree, too, and they all look sad like that.
Of course, again, Joey there with the sparkly mask, he put on a body condom and then inserted himself a time or two. But other than that, it's all good.
Kids were a little bit creeped out, but that's part of Woody.
And how does the Tree of the Owl?
Yeah, you know, sometimes kids are just creeped out by old Woody.
And how does the Tree of the Hour feel about all this attention?
What would you like to tell Jimmy if you could send him a message?
Get in my mouth!
Kill the sinners and let me drink their blood!
Guess where my pine cones go?
I'm an iconic Christmas tree, and there's something floating around on the internet that shows that he's an iconic Christmas tree.
Yeah, give me the short version. Twitter, not Facebook,
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, come on. Talking at least, a lot. At least like the thing correctly.
I'm not a stranger. You could send nudes to me.
And its eyes are just...
Woody's just staring across the mall.
The best way to be safe is to hide in my mouth.
I can see through the changing room doors at Wet Moose.
Wet Moose.
Oh, man. I wanted to work at Wet Moose so bad. They had cool jeans. Caller number.
Oh, their knuckle pants are the best.
Oh, yeah, right?
The hottest styles are Red Forever Syrup.
What? I want to try one, but mine's going to be so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, I'm trying to come up with a Gordie Howe one.
Want to go down to Toboggan Republic? Not as good.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.